This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Most Colorado school districts will begin incrementally raising property taxes starting next month following court orders. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Taxpayers should see their property tax bill bump up gradually over a number of years. Last spring, the state Supreme Court ordered districts to fix a decades-long mistake that reduced local tax collection for education. The court ruled that many residents had already approved a tax increase when they voted to be exempt from Tabor tax revenue limits years ago. But the court ruled those increases never happened because of a misinterpretation of the tax law. The change is expected to boost local school funding by roughly $80 million next year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Winter Park Ski Resort has acknowledged that it is located on ancestral indigenous land. The resort said the recognition is meant to honor Northern Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Ute lands. It was drafted by resort staff, Lakota pro skier Connor Ryan, and Len Nesifer, a Navajo Nation member and founder of Native Outdoors. The park also plans to create more opportunities for indigenous youth to get involved in outdoor activities. The Denver Broncos are strongly encouraging but not requiring fans inside Empower Field at Mile High to wear masks. The team says spectators should follow guidance from public health officials, which says to wear face coverings in all indoor areas at the stadium. A surge in COVID cases recently led sports teams who play at Denver's Ball Arena to require mask wearing when attending games. Highs in Denver today in the mid-60s. It's 6:06.